and lap it up.
The F.W. Fitch Company presents The Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. And that's what I like about the South.
As we drop in on the Harrises today, we find Phil in the study, engaged in an activity somewhat foreign to his nature. He is writing, and on the typewriter.
D-E-R, dear. M-U-T-E-R, mother. Dear mother.
Phil, what are you doing over there at the typewriter?
Well, Valentine's Day is next Friday, and I'm writing out a card to your mother.
To my mother? Oh, that's awfully sweet of you, Phil.
Yeah. How many G's in hag?
Very funny. The only trouble is you would send a card like that.
Hey, listen, you want to hear the one I made up for your brother?
My brother?
Yeah, it's a Lou.
I'll bet it is.
No, honest, honey, it's very complimentary. Now, listen to this. With your great mind and honored name, you should be in the Hall of Fame. With your brilliant wit and manly form, you should take the world by storm. With your pointed head and fishy look, you should drop dead, you no good snook.
Phil, if you send any Valentine cards like that to my family, I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, honey, calm down now. Calm down, Bernhard. I was only trying to have some fun. Besides, look what your mother sent me last year.
What are you talking about? Mother sent you a very nice box of candy.
Yeah. Yeah. Some box of candy. I gave a piece to the dog, and he's been twitching ever since.
Well, it wasn't the candy. He's been that way ever since he bit your father. Anyway, I don't want you saying things like that about my mother. She's a grand person and a wonderful mother.
Wonderful mother, wonderful mother. What's so wonderful about her? Is she so different just because she used to be an engine wiper for the Santa Fe?
Phil Harris, that's the last straw. I'm sick and tired of your remarks about my family. I don't know why I ever had anything to do with you, let alone marry you. I'm fed up with your attitude. Fed up, do you hear me? Fed up!
Alice.
What?
Hey, how come you never won the Academy Award?
Get out of here. Get out of here, you friend.
That's Fiend.
Fiend. You get out of here, you old drummer.
But Alice.
Get out, get out.
Oh, honey, not with that floor lamp. I wonder if I'll be like that when I get to be her age. Oh, well, come to me, my melancholy baby. Just cuddle up and don't.
Hello,
be
Mr. Harris. What brings you in the kitchen so early?
Oh, me? Oh, Mrs. Miniver and me just had a beef.
Oh, well, that's too bad, Mr. Harris. You know, I've been having a little trouble of my own. The milkman's been making advances again.
No.
Yes.
Advances?
Yes. This morning, he left an extra bottle of half and half.
Gad. Well, there's only one thing to do, honey. You're just going to have to marry him.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't stop, I'm going to wash his bottles out with soap.
Well, I don't... We could wash that gag out with soap, too. Look, I've got a problem of my own, sissy. I can't be bothered with yours, you know... Oh, Mrs. Harris is really mad at me this time.
Oh, well, now,